Welcome. And the reason over the last few years they haven't been in the church family is that they've been doing wonderful things, or God's been doing wonderful things in them and through them over on the west coast of Africa. So they've been our mission partners. First thing I'd like to ask, I think this is to Beth, is can you give us an update of your ministry, and in particular some encouragements, some ways we can praise God for, you know, what he has been up to?
Morning, everyone. It's really, really great to be here with you. So, Johnny and I have been in the Gambia, West Africa, working with an organization called SO, that stands for Servants of the Word. It's a small Bible school. The aim of SO really is to equip men and women to dig into the Bible, to be able to correctly handle the Bible, to be able to teach it to other people. Some people come as pastors and teachers. Some people come as children's workers and youth workers. Some people just come as Christian people who want to know the scriptures better. So that's been our joy and privilege over the past few years to do. Johnny's been mainly teaching preaching classes and Bible handling classes. I've been mainly working with youth and children's workers, trying to equip and help those seeking to reach out to young people. That's what we've been doing, and there's lots to update you on, really. So the school Servants of the Word has currently been functioning as a part-time two-year course, and that's had various challenges, meaning people have to travel in quite a long distance. One amazing lady, Monica, a mum of five children, would wake up at about four on a Saturday morning in order to get to school on time for it to start at 9 o'clock. Amazing woman, very little income. It's often difficult for her to find the 20p or so to come and get transport. So those kind of issues we hope to be resolved by making the course a residential course where people come and stay at the campus, and it's just a one-year course. And for that to happen, there's had to be a big building project. And you might remember us showing some pictures and updating you last year when we were back. And last year there was a school building, but there was no dormitory for people to sleep in, and that was a bit of a problem. And there was no money yet to build the building, because it really has been just faithful Christians sending money as they hear about the project. But now we're at the stage where the dormitory block has finally been built, much to our surprise. We really didn't think it would happen. Pastor Stephen kept saying the course is going to start in September, and just wonderful encouragements, constant answers to prayer. We really feel, we know that God is at work in the Gambia. We would pray for really specific things. We needed £15,000 to come to pay for electricity pylons to be put into the school. And somebody that none of us had any direct contact with got in touch with Pastor Stephen, our boss, to say, I'd love to donate £15,000 to use what you'd like it for. Things like that have happened so many times, which means we're at the stage now where the dormitory is built, there's electricity going in, there's a borehole, and it's looking like students will be able to start in September.
Isn't that encouraging? Isn't that wonderful? But ministry can be brutal. You know, let's be honest. And for all the great stories, there are sometimes sadnesses, frustrations, setbacks. So, you know, to be honest with us, give us a snapshot of a challenge or some challenges for which we can be praying as well.
There's various things to be praying for. I think one of them is, I forgot to say this in the last time we did it, but one of them is students, actually. So the school is ready, but it's often quite difficult to recruit students to come. It's a big undertaking for students to come for a whole year. And so we're really praying, along with Pastor Stephen, who's full of faith that students will come, that students will sign up in September. I think there are about four signed up, which is totally normal for this time of year. Things are done quite last minute. But now that there's a facility there, there's a lot of work to be done to get the word out. There's nothing like this school in the Gambia or in that whole sub-region. People just don't know about it, and it's much harder to get the word out. So we'd love your prayers that the right people would hear about this school, and God would stir their hearts to want to come. That's one thing to pray for. The other thing is there's been actually quite a lot of land disputes. It happens a lot, again, in the Gambia. One person says they own the land and has a document, and another person has the same document and says they own the land. Often it's very tribal, and actually Christians are often persecuted in that kind of way from those that are Muslims and in positions of authority who can wield their authority in unfair ways. There have been a few issues like that regarding the school, and it would be great for you to pray, if you could, that God would really protect the school, the land, give Pastor Stephen and others real wisdom, but also shrewdness as they deal with quite difficult authorities, and to do that in a godly way, that it would be a witness to sometimes a very corrupt system.
So we love what's happening in the Gambia, and I don't know if Beth just mentioned it's a Muslim country, literally something like 99% Muslim. So strategic what they're doing, training up these pastors to go out, and may many people be coming up to us in heaven, the new creation, and saying that they're there, partly because of our support of this ministry, reaching unreached, lost people. We love the Gambia, so we don't just send prayers there, which we do, and we don't just send money there, which I'm very glad we do. We also love to send people there. And we have a tradition, it's only 2 years old, I'm calling it a tradition, that every year in sort of late January, early February, for about a week, we have a team that goes out there. Johnny, should people sign up for a spot, apply for a spot on that team?
I'm not sure, really. Absolutely, yes. We the last two teams over the last 2 years have been huge highlights for us. When those teams have come, it's been so nice today seeing people's faces from those teams. We're not going to be in the Gambia any longer from this summer, but our colleagues are excellent mission partners working with the same ministry, Servants of the Word, and the local faculty. All of them are hugely encouraged when teams come. It means a great deal to them that people from a church they've never been to, they've never even heard of, in a part of London they've not heard of, will go all that way to spend time with them and get to understand them better and the context of the ministry that you're supporting. So it really means a huge amount to them. It meant a huge amount to us. It will mean a huge amount to the mission partners still there. And we're also really excited because the team that will be going next year will have a slightly different experience from previous teams. They'll be at the new campus. Previous teams have helped to clear the ground for the building work. So there's excellent continuity there. And now the next team will be there with the students residentially and really experiencing the school. So that kind of exposure is just invaluable to the partnership that we've been so grateful for. So absolutely sign up.
And you get to have some excellent clothes made at the same time.
Yeah.
Come back with a whole new wardrobe. Yeah. It will be physically quite arduous. The week, eight or so days, it'll not be a walk in the park spiritually. It is a stunningly beautiful part of the world. I'm desperate to get out myself. I haven't yet been able to go, partly because of family and situations, but I'll be going 1 year. And if you are interested in applying for a spot, there aren't too many spots on the team. Like I say, it's early Feb 2020. Just write, I'm interested in going to the Gambia, on your connection card, which is the card in the front side, inside the front cover of your Bible. Leave it in the post box on the way out, and someone will be in touch. One final question for you both. So we don't just love your ministry in the Gambia and the work going on there, but you know, we love you guys as people, and you've got a long relationship with Redeemer now and the family here. So tell us a bit about what you're doing next, what new season the Lord has led you into, and how we can continue that friendship and keep praying for you. What's your developments personally?
Thank you. So, yeah, like I mentioned, we are now back in the UK for the foreseeable future, but we're so thrilled that your partnership will continue with the work in the Gambia. But as for us, we will now be settling in South London as well, just up the road near Streatham. I'll be beginning to serve as an assistant minister at a church in Balham, Christ Church Balham. So I'll be involved in the leadership there, the outreach, the preaching and discipleship and all of that. So, yeah, it's a new season for us. And we'll be so glad for your friendship. We're not too far away. Dustin and I were just chatting about meeting up. It's very doable. So we're really excited about continuing to be friends with you guys. And another big bit of news is that Beth is pregnant. So that's another new thing. So thank God with us for that. It's just such a miracle, the new life that God gives. It's amazing. So yeah, we'd covet your prayers for us with new job, new home, new friends, new baby. Yeah.
Why don't we pray right now? As we do so, let me say as well, this trip to the Gambia, we go to be inspired, to learn, to encourage and to serve. And we'll be hearing more about that whole servant mindset in a few minutes when Johnny comes to open up God's word for us. So let's pray. Father God, thank you for Johnny and Beth, our brother and sister in Christ. Thank you for some of the amazing ways that you've used them in past years. Lord, just quietly serving away, not high profile in many ways, but Lord, you see what they've been doing, and thank you that that work will continue. Lord, please would you keep the current mission partners out in the Gambia and the local people, students and teachers alike, encouraged and faithful. Lord, thank you for the amazing progress that's been made on this Bible school. Please protect it. Lord, please protect it from corruption and from local authorities, from land disputes, from any of the other multiple things that Satan would love to use to stop it happening. Thank you for how incredibly strategic this ministry is as pastors are being grown and sent out across this Muslim country to reach unreached peoples. Father, be with Johnny and Beth as well in their next season. Lord, protect their baby. Please would their baby grow up to love and fear and serve and honor and enjoy you. Lord, keep Johnny faithful to you first and foremost. And out of that overflow, same with Beth, Lord, out of that overflow, would you give them a strong, joyful, godly marriage? Would they be great parents? Would Johnny be a great assistant pastor in Balham? And we thank you for our friendship. We pray it will continue. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.